Good morning, everybody out there. Today is May 7th. My name is Petra. It's time for Coffee at KYAK, where we invite a guest from our community to sit down and talk about events and information relative to Bethel and the rest of the Delta.
In the studio, Petra Harpik has scheduled someone. They didn't show up. We were going to have a music lineup, but we definitely have river updates because we know that that's the important news out there. And I think that Darren Deacon is on the line from Upper Kalskag. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Hear me okay?
Yes, I do. And I think I also have Peter Atchak.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I think I pronounced your name wrong. Peter Atchak.
Yes. No, you did fine.
It was nice running into you at the grocery store the other day. I was happy to be able to tell you that I mistakenly called into your show the other day thinking it was Friday. Oh, my word. Well, let me get over to Darren. Darren, what's going on up there in Upper Kalskag, and what happened over the weekend with the river?
Well, on Saturday, I believe it was, can't remember if it was Friday. It was such a hectic weekend. But on Saturday, we started to have floodwaters raise rapidly, where they came up probably about a foot an hour. There was a jam below Kalskag, multiple jams from what the place they call the Bluffs up to Coffees, and then there was a place that they call Dick Nash's or Savage's Camp right below Kalskag, where a large sheet had just, the river essentially just shifted forward, and it makes a fairly sharp bend right there, probably about 70 degrees, where the ice just pushed up onto the bank. I was looking at pictures from Earl Samuelson, but in Kalskag, yeah, the water came up quite a bit, and we haven't seen it this high in close to a decade or more. When I was younger, it used to do this seeming like every year, but so it was, everybody was kind of worried. We had on Saturday about 6 in the afternoon, evening, the water started to cross the road that connects Upper and Lower Kalskag. And within a couple hours' time, it was getting pretty iffy, to where by that night, Upper and Lower were cut off from each other. It crested around 3 a.m. that morning, and then since then it's been slowly dropping, but hasn't gone down more than a foot and a half since Saturday. They've been using canoes to get back and forth between Upper and Lower. The airport's in Upper, so when people travel out from Lower, they go, and the TC had a tribal council had their canoe out there so that they could shuttle people back and forth. And one of the stores is in Lower, Oswald Stores in Upper, so there's places for people to go, but it's still, they had to reach the power plant from Lower to reset the day tanks and stuff, and everybody was kind of worried because of how fast the river rose and continued to rise up until darkness, that they had to have plans put in place for possible evacuations. And I was contacting Peter, who's on the radio here, and Mark Leary, and we're talking with the National Weather Service and Homeland Security, and making sure that everybody was on the same page, just in case, you know. And luckily it didn't come to that, and so everybody's just kind of getting used to the high water. It's surrounding the high school right now, and and that's pretty much what's been going on since this weekend. It was a pretty hectic weekend.
Yeah, so that road's still covered with water. About how deep is that? I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea.
I'd say in the deepest spot, it can maybe get up to almost chest deep.
Wow.
It's at least waist deep, and for a good length of it, probably about knee deep or so, you know, as it extends out. But that the first initial crossing place is probably pretty deep right now, you know.
Well, so Peter, tell us what that means to us downstream, and what's been going on there.
Yes, you know, there's still a lot of ice upstream from Bethel, you know, yet to come down. And, you know, whenever ice moves, you know, you're going to see a gust of water coming with it, you know. So anywhere where there's ice movement, significant ice movement, then you tend to see the water rise. And we've flew yesterday from Bethel on up towards that jam that's a concerning jam up there around Coffee's Bend. And we were able to follow the river. What we seen from Bethel yesterday as we flew, Fish and Wildlife folks were good enough to include us under, you know, to bring us up to take a look-see on what the water and ice conditions were like upstream from Bethel. So we were only able to make it up to just to Coffee's Bend, and the weather turned in bad, and so we had to turn around from Coffee's Bend back to Bethel. But what we seen basically in short yesterday was that, you know, between Bethel and Tuxac, it's pretty much all broken up. And there's certainly, of course, you know, some stoppages, you know, some gaps in several places between Bethel and Tuxac. But it's pretty well broke up. And that the first, let's see, on the Akechok Channel, we had a couple of jams in there, one below. There was a significant amount of ice in front of the village, and also right above their village, there was another ice jam there. And then the next one from Golukan, like traveling up at the upper mouth Y, where mouth of Kuskokwak area, there was another jam right at the mouth of Kuskokwak, and also that island, as you're going up river, when you come out of Kuskokwak, you know, right there, a little bit above is that island. That island also had ice all the way across to, you know, both banks of the river. But from there, it was pretty much free. Like, you know, boat can make it from there yesterday. That was yesterday's news. And conditions are changing by the hour. You know, you were able to make it up to right below Tuxac, when right in front of Tuxac and a little bit above there, there are some sandbars where a lot of the ice is stopped in that area. Mm-hmm. Up to what they call the Nelson Islands, about a couple of miles above Tuxac. You know, there's islands above there, and then there was some pretty big sheet of ice, pan ice, that were stuck in that area. So that area had quite a bit of ice in that section. And as you go further up there, in front of a Bogus Creek, you know, for people, travelers know that area. Well, it's about, I don't know, 7 miles maybe above Tuxac, maybe a little more. In front of Bogus, you know, was basically open right there at the front, you know, but the other channel had some ice built up in there. And then, but the thing was, like, from around that area all the way up past Wise's camp and looking, you know, it was just plucked up with ice. So there's a significant amount of ice in that area. And then the bluff, what they call the Kalskai bluff, area had a lot of ice in the front, and then there's a big jam in that area there, and it opens up for a while as you go on further up, you know, from the bluff area of Bend, and then that the big jam at this time is at Coffee's Bend. You know, the ice is stopped at Ifte Kum's fish camp below Kalskag, and right above there's Coffee's Bend. There's a big sheet of ice that's stuck in place. The original ice from this winter have not moved in that area, and it's just bank to bank, you know, from there. It's just stuck, a big old sheet. And then yesterday, if people remember, there was fresh snow on top of everything, on top of the ground, and it was really kind of hard to tell and determine how what the ice, you know, if the ice was weak or what it was doing, because there was about an inch or so of ice on, I mean, new snow on top of all that ice. So it was kind of hard to determine what kind of ice we're looking at.
Right. Now, but we just got about 3 minutes left, and Mark was out on the air also. Mark's on the line with us as well, Peter.
Okay.
Mark, you pretty much confirm what Peter's been telling us, right?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm kind of speechless. I wasn't expecting to talk on the radio this morning. But I have a message for Darren. I could pass along. Your Uncle Earl just called me. While the main river's dropping, he said there's more water coming in from behind by Mud Creek. If you go down, he said it's filling up down there by Sam Savage's old house, and the water's almost to the village safe water camp.
That's what I heard this morning, too.
Yeah, so let's see. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. This 2018 breakup, Kuskokwim breakup story is getting to be long. Nikolai went out on the 24th of April, and tomorrow will be 2 weeks that this has been going on. And we still have over 50 miles of ice in place up there, and that upper Kuskokwim ice still, you know, holding. So I don't know. I do have a good picture of that sheet of ice that's causing all this mischief. I've been thinking, man, I should give that piece of ice a name. it's like the shape of a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It was a square, and it turned sideways in the river, so it's like a diamond shape, and it slid up the bank right there by Ugaya Fish Camp, the Ifticums Fish Camp. Just missed his fish camp. I was glad. So
there's your homework assignment for tomorrow, Mark. If you're on, you'll have to tell us where that particular piece of ice is and give it a name. You know, I'm unfortunately forced for time sake to cut us all short. Everyone is very interested in the information you've been providing for us. Thank you all for being available to us. Please be available to us tomorrow. I think Peter and Mark will be in the studio. Is that right?
Well, we're supposed to fly this afternoon, but darn, we're losing the weather again.
Yeah, I see the snow coming down a little bit on Bethel's side. I sure hope you guys get a chance to see it again today so that you can give us that very detailed report tomorrow. And again, thank you on behalf of all the listeners and everyone here at KYUK for that report. I'm going to segue off because the next programming here is going to happen. You've been listening to Coffee at KYUK, and we've been fortunate enough to have Darren Deacon online and also Mark Leary, as well as our own Peter Atchuk.